I'm Dave Lewis, and we have our daily COVID-19 update, and we're going to be talking about a lot of different subjects here with the president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, Bob Koppel. Bob, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Dave.
We just kind of want to bring our listeners up to date on some numbers that came through the Kansas Department of Health and Environment yesterday. The state of Kansas had 900 positive tests, and we are at 17 in Riley County, 4 in both Pottawatomie and Geary counties. And there's the concern now that's starting to spread, come through for community spread, and that's one of the things that you know, Julie Gibbs emphasized yesterday about, you know, making sure you take care of some personal hygiene aspects in your life. Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, Bob, you know, what do you have in the hospital right now in terms of coronavirus patients?
So we have one positive individual, and then we have a what's called two PUIs, or persons under investigation. And what this means is these are people who have some symptoms. We've done the swab, but we're just waiting for the lab test results to come back to see, do they actually have COVID-19, or do they actually have something else going on? They're going to get cared for. You know, I think, as we've talked before, they're going to pretty much get the same treatment regardless, but we do just want to know who is positive and who's not.
Okay. I understand that there are some increases in the number of tests that are being conducted.
Yeah, so we still have the same criteria for who should get swabbed, but I think every site in town who's doing testing has seen a 2 or 3-fold increase in the number of people we're swabbing over the last few days. And these are people with, primarily with symptoms. So that would indicate, you know, it kind of reinforces what Julie had said about we're definitely starting to see community spread. So you'll get your swab, and then it actually takes a few days before we get the results back. And depending on which lab that goes to, it's anywhere from 2 to 7 days. So as we start swabbing more high potential patients, you know, I would think even by the end of the week, we're going to start to see more positives documented for our region. And, you know, again, people doctor or go different places, not necessarily in their home county. And so I would assume we'll see the numbers go up both in Pottawatomie County, Geary, and here in Wright.
And we do want to remind the community about that screening number, which is the first step for folks who feel that they may have some symptoms of the coronavirus, 785-323-6400. And I know that Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, was encouraging folks to call that number prior to contacting your personal doctor, because that's I think that there are some challenges there within, you know, the primary care offices that you know, they're taking tremendous amount of precautions for those that may be coming in. But that's an area where that could be problematic, and especially with those healthcare workers, too.
Yeah, we definitely want people to do the phone screening, because that just gives everybody a chance to be prepared, have their PPE on. And also, you know, it's kind of a triage, if you will, of you need to go here or maybe you need to go here. And so, I mean, that phone screening line is actually a huge service and very important.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, you had mentioned that there are some changes in the elective procedures that you have conducted at Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Bring us up to date there.
Sure. So back on March 16th, actually, we had a meeting with some of our physician leaders, and we'd made the decision at that point to push out 30 days all elective procedures, and that includes things in our heart cath lab, GI procedures, surgery, even imaging, other testing. And well, we're coming up on the 30 days, quite honestly. That's going to be next week. And so met again with some of our physician leaders yesterday, and Dr. Rosso actually sent a note out to all the medical staff last night letting them know that we're now extending that, not doing elective cases through May 4th. And so, you know, we understand completely that that perhaps is an inconvenience for patients, but it's really important that we do this. And, you know, I'd like to maybe just remind people why this is so important. One, we don't want to have any patient exposed needlessly to COVID-19, so we want to push that out. We also don't want to expose our staff. There's actually now national shortages for a number of the medications that we use in treating ventilated patients and folks who are have COVID-19. And so we're trying to minimize the use of anesthesia agents and other medications like that. And so really, and you know, the last piece too is just the conservation of personal protective equipment. And so, you know, we'd really hope people have the understanding of that, hope that our peer organizations act responsibly and also do the same thing, because we do anticipate we're in this for at least a few more weeks, and we want to make sure that we've got medications, we've got supplies, and we've got PPE to take care of people.
They say the peak of coronavirus concerns here in Kansas is late April, early May. And that probably is kind of consistent with what you're talking about with the increase in demand for the testings as well. Doing okay on personal protective equipment?
Yeah, you know, I think our conservation efforts have been very helpful. We actually, we project out by day how many days we have of a certain item. And so, for example, with gloves, we actually were fortunate. We were able to get a couple pallet loads of those back in March. And so we know we have sufficient gloves to carry us through to June. And it's really by item. I actually met with our supply chain leader yesterday. And, you know, you go by, this is what we have. We're going to anticipate, much higher usage than normal. How many days is that curious? What are we still anticipating getting in this month? And I'm trying to really to do a projection by item to make sure that we have enough supplies for people.
We're speaking with Bob Kompel, President and CEO of Ascensia Via Christi Hospital. And Bob, there's been some discussions, and this isn't necessarily directed to, with the virus itself, but some of the repercussions and the demands on staff. And there have been reports of some hospitals that have been cutting back pay on some personnel. What's the position of Ascensia Via Christi Hospital now with regards to the pay scenarios for employees?
Well, so actually, as a complete organization all across Ascensia, we implemented a pay continuation program back in March, and we are continuing to do that. And so what this means is, for example, we're doing fewer of the elective procedures, like many, many fewer. So typically, when you have lower volume, you send people home on what's called low census, and people are not getting paid unless they want to use up their vacation time to get paid. With our pay continuation program, as long as those individuals are open to taking a shift as a door screener, maybe working in a different department, floating, that sort of thing, that we are actually paying them their full salary. And so, for example, we may have shut down an outpatient rehab clinic, and so the physical therapists and occupational therapists are actually from that clinic are actually back here in the hospital now, helping cover shifts, doing door screeners, working in other departments, doing other things, but everybody is being kept whole. It's inexpensive. It's an expensive exercise, from a business perspective. Our revenues are down over half because we're not doing much outpatient work at all. And it's an expensive thing, but also we really feel it's important that we do this. We're going to support our coworkers. We really appreciate them. And, we also understand the economic ramifications for the rest of the community. And so by keeping our staff at full pay, that helps everybody else because you still got folks who can still pay their bills and, make purchases. So.
And a lot of
and
folks.
We know we're going to need everybody.
And that's important because, a lot of people don't realize that Ascensia Via Christi is the largest private employer in the city of Manhattan. That's a lot of folks that you got to take care of.
Yeah. Well, I think we're the largest non-governmental employer in the community. We recognize that responsibility that we have. And we're taking some short-term pain because of not doing the elective procedures, for example. But we really feel that is the best thing to do for the community. This is all about conserving resources, conserving our people, quite honestly, and making sure that we're ready for what is still to come here, really, in our community.
Any final comments for us this morning, Bob?
Actually, I would just give a shout-out to our staff. People are still showing up. We're taking care of patients, our normal patients, if you will, and just still doing what the care, providing the care that people in the community are looking to us to do.
Got a lot of local heroes, and we salute them. Bob Kompel, Ascensia Via Christi Hospital CEO and President, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Our COVID-19 update, we do these at 7 a.m. Then we have Julie Gibbs on in the afternoon at 5 p.m. to bring us back up to date on numbers from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and continue to talk about the potential for community spread, among other topics here locally. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN 713. We'll be checking in with Mitch Forner in sports in just a couple of moments. We also have a look at our forecast on the way.